Call to order Board of Works for April the 8th. Just for the record, Steve Blinn is out of town, will not be able to make the meeting, so. Read the minutes, we need a motion to approve.
I will approve the minutes as presented.
I will second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. City Department Head Reports.
Hello, fellas, Danny Wilson, Cemetery. Since the last time I was here, we've had, I think, 16 funerals in the cemetery, though I didn't bring my book to work today, so I think that's right. And earth-shaking news from the cemetery board today voted to change, lift the restrictions on the bronze marker sections in our cemetery. So there is no such thing as bronze marker sections, all the cemetery is universal under one rule pertaining to our monuments. Does that make sense?
Okay, sorry, Danny.
Well, that's okay, that's all right. That's all right. Can you do that, can you say that again?
Yes, please.
I've got 16 funerals.
Okay, we had 16 funerals last month, and today the cemetery board voted to, see, the cemetery had areas that was restricted to bronze markers only.
Oh, okay.
Today the cemetery voted to, the cemetery board voted to not have restrictions on that anymore, so.
Okay. I heard it the other way around, so you're saying they're opening it up so now that regular markers can be in that section?
In those bronze marker areas, we've had, you know, two or three people every month saying they'd like to have in those sections, being near relatives, but they don't like the bronze markers, which we figure we will anger, the cemetery board figures they'll anger some people, but make more people happy. And nobody buys in those sections anymore because of the flat bronze markers, nobody wants them. They're a thing of the past, and.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Danny.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. Since the last meeting, we've had nine junk buildings and 36 violations that need to be fixed.
Did you want a private audience with him, or did you want to? You're talking about the buildings that are being raised?
I don't know what you're.
Meanwhile, back at the report to the officers. Thanks, Bill.
Bryce Anderson, Street Department, we, I think we'll still need to pave Prairie or something, but I think we did do a lot of patching on them.
Yeah, you did.
A lot of complaints.
Looks a whole lot better.
Ward Becker, Fire Department, we are up to 684 runs. Had the opportunity of taking a four-day class through TEKS, Texas University, they were at Vincent's University, on emergency operations management in case of a disaster. It was a very good course, but it mainly dealt with dealing from an emergency operations center and working with all the outside agencies. And of course, our mock disaster was, of course, a train derailment. Mm-hmm. So it was a very interesting course, very long course, but got a lot out of it. And if you have the opportunity, we're very, very proud in the new Family Living magazine. They did a article on firefighters yesterday and today. Uh-huh. So if you have an opportunity to get a hold of the Family Living magazine, check
what's
it out.
What's the cover of that look like?
Cover has Allison Wareheim getting her
check. Oh, the Chester Ward or whatever. Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks, Gordon.
Okay, we had 11 new volunteers so far in April, and we're only 7 days in, so that's great. 7 reclaims. It's getting spring and dogs are getting loose, so that's going to be growing. 1 ferret, 3 cats, and 3 dogs adopted, and 2 surrendered. I'm also going to briefly say that I'm up here for a banner to be put on Hart Street and Wabash Avenue, June 24th through July 6th, advertising for the Petport Inc. No Kill Shelter's first annual golf outing. And we're going to try to raise a bunch of money. There's several really neat projects we want to do out there. We're offering a free lunch at 12:30, and then we're going to try to get sponsors for all the holes. And it'd be really neat that, you know, get up a team. You know, you don't have to be good. It's just going to be fun. And, you know, of course, someone will be out there for, and we'll have.
It's the only time I can play golf is when there's scrambles.
When it's for fun. Yeah. And so I'm asking for the banners.
So I'm Washington Avenue.
Oh, and I've got Wabash. Washington Avenue, thanks, Dan.
So I'm Washington. We have availability during those dates, the 24th through July 6th.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'll make a motion that we approve the hanging of the said banner for the No Kill Animal Shelter golf outing from June 24th to July 6th on Washington Avenue.
I will second.
And Hart Street. Oh, both. Okay. And Hart Street.
The actual date is July 6th, so get some advertising.
The event is July 6th. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay,
thank you. So that was my motion, Mayor.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. Everything should be that easy.
Yeah.
Dusty, you guys say anything you want us to hang or you want? No, no. Okay.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are currently at 2,610 calls. Our March numbers were 77 custody arrests for the adults, 8 juvenile status arrests, 149 citations issued, and we had 13 cases filed. We are doing a click it or ticket campaign right now through the governor's council, so we remind everybody to keep their seat belts buckled and make sure that you have your children in a car seat, because the guys are out specifically looking for those types of violations.
Okay.
Our 2 rookie officers have just completed their 40-hour pre-basic, so you may see them out in the cars with the guys starting their field training program. Just prior to the meeting, we picked up our new Chargers here in town at Westport, and they have already seen action, which is one thing I wanted to mention, that I would like to commend our 2-to-10 shift. Just prior to the meeting, they caught a daytime burglar, and he is on his way to the jail. So that's something that we always like to hear. Daytime burglars are a scary thing. It's a little more brazen individual who will do that in the daytime. And I also would like to commend some of the officers that our meth arrests have been up and our meth lab arrests have been up, and we are going to continue to be diligent in that as the weather gets warmer and throughout the summer we are going to crack the whip on the meth.
Well, and I saw the article in the paper that was well detailed about the one bottle method and the, you know, the fact that that's probably increased the proliferation of that. So all citizens of the community need to assist in that process when they can.
Sure. We welcome the calls.
Right.
And we're getting them. So
great.
Thank
great.
You.
Thanks, Dusty.
Okay. That's Dusty. Okay. We'll move on to old business. Valley Cash and Carry Rib Fest.
We got the real Eva Martin here. No substitutes, no. That's what I meant, sir. I should have known that.
Hi, how are you?
You have a woman rather than a guy. That's what I should have said.
I'm Liz from Valley. I'm here today to ask for permission for our Valley Cash and Carry Rib Fest on May 18th to close the street of Dubois between 4th and 5th from 5 a.m. to 6. Oh, no, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. for our Rib Fest.
5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And what day is that?
Saturday, May 18th.
Saturday, May 18th from 5 to
5,
as you've done in the past. You're way too excited about this. But I love it. I love it. I mean, if you can't get excited about ribs, I mean, come on.
They're awesome.
They are good. I've certainly had my share. I'll make a motion that we approve the closing of Dubois between 4th and 5th on Saturday, May 18th from 5 to 5 for the Rib Fest.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
You had a little ray of sunshine during our meeting today.
Okay. New business. First up is temporary no parking permit at 25 South 14th Street, Bill McCarter.
Right. Basically, I want to just give adequate notice to people that there's going to be work done so that they don't park in way of the driveway work that's going to be done.
Okay.
And I just like trying to do things right.
Right.
So I'd like to put like maybe some kind of a sign. I don't know how this is done, but some kind of a sign like 2 or 3 days prior.
Actually,
where's Bryce? I mean,
Bryce, you don't have signs that you put up temporary, do you?
Do you?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barricaded.
Whatever procedure. Do I contact you?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I get your phone number? And what's your name?
Bryce.
Thank you.
He'll help you out. Save me a motion.
Yes. Next is hang Keep Vincent's Rolling banner, Cheryl Hacker.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm here on behalf of the Keep Vincent's Rolling group, the bicycle group here in town. They are doing a ride on July 20th and would like to request banners. And I think Dan and I have kind of covered dates. I hope I've got these right. Over Washington Avenue from May 10th to May 24th, and then have it moved. We only have one banner, so then have it moved from May 24th to June 7th to go over 2nd Street.
June 7th?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the bike ride's not till July 20th?
Yeah. We're trying to coordinate another 2 week span for another location.
Available.
Pardon?
Yeah. You mean if?
If it's available, right.
Yeah.
So, but the idea is to get some preliminary sort of interest.
This is what used to be the Cure ride, the Tour Cure.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
They've given it up, and so Keep Vincent's Rolling has taken it.
Okay.
With permission. I don't want to make it sound like they stole it. But so I think they kind of want it up early for the awareness to know that it's a change of cause.
Okay.
But the date will be the same.
And the cause is
the group, the Keep Vincent's Rolling group for education, for bike safety.
Then, right. Bike safety. And they're trying to create some
and
bike
the share
lanes
the road signs that we were
right.
here for
right.
previously. So.
Okay. Okay. So we'll make a motion that to approve hanging of banners for Keep Vincent's Rolling at Washington Avenue from May 10th through May 24th. And what was the other location, Dan?
2nd Street.
2nd Street from May 24th to June 7th.
Okay, I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Yes, did a wonderful job.
Okay, we'll move on to miscellaneous. Under miscellaneous, we have changing one block of A Street from one-way to two-way between Dubois and Barnett. And this is for Good Samaritan Hospital. They own the property on both sides. And by changing this to two-way, it will make it easier for employees to come and go from the parking area.
And the mayor and I were looking at a map of the area. I mean, essentially, this is the block behind where LaSalle Elementary is. And most of you probably know the eventual plan is for LaSalle to be raised, save a brick, and make sure Mark gets a brick. From LaSalle, it's around to kindergarten, so yeah. So then that would become employee parking. So this makes sense for that whole area. And 8th Street dead ends in the next block going back. So this isn't going to negatively affect anybody. I mean, we'll approve this for a 90-day period, and then it'll get finalized by the council, but I can't imagine anybody having any problem. I know I drive through that area sometimes myself, and you know, eventually the hospital is going to take over that street. So, anybody here that has any concerns, or chief, you don't have any problem with that, do you? Fire department doesn't. That'd make it easier, actually.
Yes.
Yes, it is. 8th Street? Where's that? Yeah. So, I'll make a motion that we approve the changing of 8th Street between Dubois and Barnett to a two-way traffic flow for a 90-day period, to be further approved at a later point by the City Council.
I will second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Bryce, you'll get... take care of the signage to change that for.
So do you own the I always thought Shirley Rose owned the pavilion, but now you're kind of taking over the pavilion.
I'm
kind of
well, actually, you know, while I'm up here, I might as well ask for two dates. Now, Rollick Frolic is a children's, or it's a youth band event. We did it last year, the second weekend in June. This year, the pavilion is available on June 15th, so we wanted to reserve it from 1:30 till about 10, clean up before 11, get out of there. We'll need the stage, access to the electrical panel, and the dumpster, and the original company will provide insurance. And it is a public event.
No cost.
Right. No cost. In fact, we'll be, last year we brought in bands all the way from Greencastle and Owensboro, so we bring a lot of people into the community for it. I think most of the time there were at least 250 people, and at times, during depending on what bands, they're up to 400 in the pavilion. Mm-hmm. And we'll have vendors there with things to eat, non-alcoholic, it's all bands under 21 years old.
And what's the date again?
June 15th.
June 15th. 1:30. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the use of the pavilion for the Rollick Frolic. Be careful. from 1:30 to p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah, I have 10 on here, but 11 would be better just to make sure we're out and cleaned up.
Yeah, make sure that somebody doesn't chase you out of there. With the inclusion of stage and dumpster.
And access to electrical.
And access to electrical for the original company on June the 15th.
That's your motion?
That's the motion.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is because of Shannon.
Thank you.
Yes.
And then while I'm up here, I might as well ask to reserve the pavilion for Watermelon Drop, but we'll worry about the street closing stuff later for New Year's Eve.
Sure. So I'll make a motion that we reserve the calendar for New Year's Eve for the
and that's
whatever
from the
annual,
CVB.
Was it the 6th, 7th annual?
A bunch of them.
Watermelon Drop.
Yeah, exactly.
We had snow on the watermelon this year.
Yes.
Hopefully it'll be 60 this year.
Yeah, there you go.
We're due.
As long as it isn't minus 10, I know, you know, it can be cold. I don't care about cold.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll second the
okay.
New Year's Eve. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is Jesus Day 5K Run, Ernie Hash.
Hi, everybody. I'm
not Ernie.
He's away on something medically. I'm Nikki Oakley. I'm head of public relations for Jesus Day. Jesus Day will be held at Gregg Park on June 1st, 2013 from 11 to 5. There will be free food, clothing, giveaways, prizes, music, testimonies, preaching, and games for all ages. The reason we're here today is we would like to hold a 5K family run and walk on Saturday, May 4th, 2013 at 8 a.m. I do know that's citywide cleanup day. I am aware of that.
So you can run and pick up trash at the same time.
Sure.
Great.
We would like to be able to use the Memorial Run course or the Fireman's Run course. The Jesus Day Committee will provide T-shirts for each applicant. Entry fee will be $20. We do have the registration forms. And did you guys get our request form from Jim Evans?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So I mean, do you have a preference on... the route?
Well, the Memorial Run course, this is Amber. She is our secretary, but she made me talk. If we can't use the Memorial Run course, we'd like to use the Fireman Runs course.
So what's the Memorial Run course? Oh, the one, the watermelon race, the watermelon 5K race.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be your first choice.
Uh huh. And
yeah,
the second one is
the Fireman Run goes through BU campus.
Yeah. Right. Takes off in front of iWorks, right?
Thursday Church is where. Right. Yeah.
Jim works at iWorks, so that's a good spot for us too.
So either one, really, but.
Well.
Probably the watermelon.
The other. The watermelon race does involve the county, I guess. I mean, it's no, they don't go through. They don't go through the memorial at all. I've run both races. I mean, they're both good race courses. I mean, the campus one. I mean, actually, it's much less traffic on that fireman's race because you run back over Culbertson and you go back through. Down First Street, and then you're running.
When is BU graduation?
Well, this is in May, isn't it? Oh, yeah, May 4th. Let's don't do that. Yeah.
Thank you.
What about soccer? Because that runs by the soccer field. Is soccer going on May 4th?
Soccer.
That's right. There's no soccer out
there's
there.
They don't even have practice till after school's out. So there's no way there's going to be a soccer game.
Yeah, I mean, the only part of the watermelon race that's an issue is really from the soccer, from Purdue Road past the soccer field, past the cemetery. That's the only part that gets busy. So do we help patrol that?
That's a question we had. Do we, as Jesus Day, make arrangements for barricading, or does the city do that? Or is the word barricading or blocking, whatever it is, I don't know.
Well, the only real traffic issue, because then it goes past the hospital and down 8th Street and back up Prairie. I mean, you need, for the watermelon race, the police help out at 6th and River Road and help out where you cross where did Kirk live? It was Don Kirk. No, Perry. Volunteers, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The intersections you have to look at are 6th and Willow and
so that's where you want interference run at, Dusty?
8th and Perry and 7th and Perry are where you're crossing 6th and 7th Street on that route.
Okay.
Those are the intersections you really need to watch or need to help people with. You know, 5th and Main's no big deal. Yeah. River Road's obviously no big deal. Petport, all those. So do you have people that can cover the just have orange vests, mm-hmm. You know, have them out there.
Right. We just needed to know how many people we needed.
We can help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the city.
Are you gonna run?
I'm gonna say if the city takes responsibility of barricade, the city is responsible for, it would be better, you know, and if they take the barricades up to whatever the route is gonna be, they're
we do have insurance. Jesus Day does have insurance.
Jesus does have insurance. This I know. There won't be any barricades.
Right.
I mean, it's not barricaded. So, yeah, we'll help you out with the number of people you need, or we'll tell you. We'll give you advice of. I can help you with that.
Okay.
I've run that watermelon race a lot. I think that's a better way to go. Like you said, with VU and. Kids, people moving and graduating.
So if we
that
have
the VU runs nice, but it's like for May 4th.
She made a good point. Thank you very much. With
this is a novel idea holding a 5K race. You know, since I've been on the board of works,
day,
it's the first 5K race
where would
I've approved
we set up?
Today. We have 5K race about every 2 weeks now. You know that.
I know. I had Jim sent me a piece. He's like, if they ask were May 4th or May 18th, and
the
May 18th is Relay for Life.
You're doing the prayer thing during the go-kart race?
I don't know. Are we?
Oh, that's another date. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, that one. Sorry. I'm sorry.
When we set up for the registration, where do we put the table if we've decided on that?
I would. You might want to check with Thursday Church people.
Okay.
Are you guys on good terms with them?
Yeah.
I think they're, you know, they like Jesus, I think. So they,
I think so.
I mean, that's a great, that's where they register for the fireman's race. They might even be willing to help you out there.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the Jesus Day 5K race. Is a holy water start on that, or is it, no, I'm sorry. I probably stretched my bounds on being sacrilegious here. I'm not better be careful. For May the 4th, utilizing the what we'll call the watermelon race.
Okay.
Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Now, actually, I kind of missed the watermelon race. They usually register in Patrick Henry Square there, weather permitting. So
okay.
Now, so I don't know, do we have to get permission from the park?
If you want to go onto Patrick Henry Square in the grassy area, you need to go to the DRC to Thornburg.
Yeah, that would make more sense because okay. Going all the way to Thursday Church, some people might disconnect. Where to,
right.
If the weather permits, just having a pop-up tent and table there probably makes the most sense.
For Jesus Day,
yeah.
So we can just
so
pull
yeah,
a
just
table
talk,
and put
I'm
it right
sure
there.
The memorial will grant that, but you just have
and
to get their permission.
The, when you register, you will be getting a Jesus Day shirt.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's going to, yes.
Okay.
Here you go.
What else happens in May? I have no idea. There's some little event that goes on in May. I can't remember what it is. I was like,
May 18th, if you don't know it already. Relay for Life.
Relay for Life. Oh, that's it. It's a Relay for Life. So did we approve that motion, Dave?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay, thank
it's
you.
Approved.
Okay, Mr. Hill, without the president of the Board of Works being here, there's nobody to control me, so I just kind of start rambling
okay.
aimlessly.
Is there
are we done?
Else, anything else under miscellaneous? If not, need a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.